Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Great song to start the 4 o'clock hour, Solana.
Yeah, just my Thanksgiving Day playlist.
There you go. What is this, the Daz Band?
Yeah.
Love it. All right, let me give you the stock market report. Market closed for the week. Oh, no, it doesn't close for the week. I thought that it was Friday. Be closed tomorrow. It'll be open on Friday. I really thought it was Friday. Huh. That's exciting. All right, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 173 points today, so it closes under 30,000. Yesterday it closed over 30,000.
There's going to be a press conference?
Time in history. the S&P 500 down 5 points and the NASDAQ up 57 points. That's a three-day win streak for the NASDAQ. The Dolphins injury report has been released. Let me give you the Miami Dolphins injury report brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. And what do we got here? Tua has made an appearance on the injury report. Mm. He is listed with a left thumb injury, and his participation was limited today. Other players on the injury report, we know Salvan Ahmed did not practice today. He's listed with a shoulder. Raekwon Davis with a thumb, limited practice. Solomon Kindley with a foot did not practice today. Shaq Lawson, full practice. Jamal Perry, full practice. Andrew Van Ginkel listed, full practice, though. And Kyle Van Noy, limited practice today, listed with a hip. But that is interesting that Tua is on the injury list with a left thumb.
Well, for me, the
limited practice today.
The interesting bit is that he's on it for a different reason than he was on it last week. Because last week was a foot, right? So
yep.
now that it's a thumb injury, I mean, again, you know, you're trying to come up with reasons why this decision was made. Brian Flores kind of dispelled the whole thing. But it does kind of offer, when you're in it, right? Like, you know, let's say, you know, if he plays poorly. I was just about to say? Well, it's not his throwing hand, because I'm so used to right-handed quarterbacks.
When you see the left thumb, yeah.
Right, exactly. But yeah, I mean, it's his thumb on his throwing hand. If all of a sudden he plays poorly, then it's like, well, maybe it's the thumb, right?
The only thing I would say, and Crowder and I talked about it, like, if they did notice an injury, if they really thought that there was something beyond performance, why wouldn't you say it? Because it would just alleviate all this hoo-ha and conversation.
You know what, Hawk, like I was talking to a friend of mine. I was reminded of last year with the Kenny Stills thing. Remember when Brian Flores was playing, you know, Jay-Z music to kind of antagonize Kenny Stills? Like, I do kind of think, like, Brian Flores has got this thing about him where he likes to, you know, it's like a very old school thing of like, oh, I got to challenge my players, right? So, like, even if it was an injury thing, I'm going to tell the press that it's a performance thing so that you know that, like, I don't think that your performance was up to it. Like, I do think there's a certain amount of wanting to challenge his guys that he's got
about
him.
That didn't work out with the Jay-Z stuff, though. You'd think he'd I really don't believe it. Like, I don't believe in that conspiracy theory. We'll ask Safed Dean this hour. Safed Dean from the Sun Sentinel.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, if you say one thing and the truth is something else, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah. I mean, so for me, like, he can have a health issue because he was kind of twisted in a weird direction. Like,
right.
Like nobody is fully healthy, right? And like, you know, even players who are playing are not fully healthy. So he could have had something. But I do think that he was always going to go for performance there, Brian Flores. I do think he wants to challenge his quarterback right now. And
that's
I think, I think, but that's been his mode, and maybe it's the reason why they're good on defensive line, and they're good at linebacker, and they're good in the secondary, because Brian Flores challenges everyone, right? And, you know, we can say they made a mistake in getting rid of Minka Fitzpatrick, but in the overall, they feel like their secondary and their pass coverage is good, and if Minka Fitzpatrick didn't want to take part in the challenges of working for Brian Flores, then he wasn't cut out for it. So you can't kind of say, well, that's a weird track, and then kind of credit him when maybe this form of coaching is what's allowed him to have such success so far.
Got to treat your quarterback differently, though.
Why?
A number five overall pick with a high-profile position? Because you do. You just do.
This is where I've disagreed with you, and we were arguing about this on the weekend, and like, I don't think that Ryan Fitzpatrick coming in is some, you know, longer term slight that is like this really, for me, it's like a political issue, right? Where you've got a political problem because, you know, Tua was benched. Like, I really don't think the consequences of that are severe. If in 3 years from now, he's your starting quarterback and you feel good about Tua, you will not remember game four when he was benched, right? But like, I don't believe in long-term consequences. And I also don't really think that the quarterback should be treated a good deal differently than the rest of the players.
Yeah, I do, especially when it's a young quarterback that you are just handing the keys to the franchise to. But on top of that, forget about the long term. I believe that Tua gives you a better chance to win when you're down 10 in the fourth quarter than Ryan Fitzpatrick does. Period, end of story.
Even on the evidence that we saw in the first three quarters?
Yes, because Ryan Fitzpatrick threw an interception. That's the evidence. Like, okay, but if you play trends, you knew that was coming.
Okay, but if you play trends, like Tua had 5 3 and outs in that game. Like, they were completely ineffective. Like, the most likely outcome of the next Tua possession was a 3-and-out, because that's what the whole game had been.
And the most likely possession of Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to be an interception. Like, I'll take Tua in that situation. That's why I don't think it was this long-term ordeal. I thought that he muffed that game, by making that decision.
So do you think that the Dolphins' offense has improved with Ryan Fitzpatrick at with Tua at quarterback from where it was under Fitzpatrick?
I believe the team looks better.
The offense.
Well, Tua
doesn't intercept passes or block punts, right? He throws the football.
Okay, but he doesn't throw interceptions.
That's fair. Brett, you can make that argument, right? That you give your defense and special team a better chance to win the game when you're not throwing interceptions. But what I'm asking you is, do you think the Dolphins' offense is better with Tua at quarterback than it was with Fitzpatrick?
Yes, I do. I do. I think it will be. Do I think it statistically is after three games or four games? No, but if you're looking, again, I don't look at just offensive stats. I'll look at overall wins and losses and how the team looked, and they looked really good with Tua. I just thought it was a bonehead move to pull him out if you thought it was a bonehead move to pull out Ryan Fitzpatrick when he was, you know, playing well, then it has to be a bonehead move to pull out Tua when the team is doing well. Again, when you only have a 10-point deficit.
Especially when it's the first time the team has been doing poorly with him at quarterback, right? Because, Ryan Fitzpatrick a year ago had plenty of moments where the team was doing poorly, and Flores didn't chuck on Josh Rosen just to see, right? Like, you know, you let him play out a 14-point loss.
If you're going to pull him in a game where he has no interceptions and they're down 10 in the fourth quarter, what are you going to do if he has one pick and they're down 17-0 against the Jets?
Or three picks. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility for a rookie to throw three picks in a game. Yeah. Like, and some of that is situation-based, right? So let's say all the same things are the same, but the Dolphins approach that Broncos game at 3-6. I don't think Tua's getting pulled. I think it's because they're in a playoff race and do have a bit of long-term of short-termism where, you know, they want to win this game.
Real quick, because I want to get to headlines here, and they're going to have to be quick because we've got to get to Safi Dean. But before we get to headlines, real quick, Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day.
On the Hawk and Crowder Show, we know funny. Without further ado, the Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. Read by Mark Hawkman.
I am reading a book on anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
this Curb music?
Sounds like the Seuss land at Islands of Adventure to me.
Yeah.
All right, headlines real quick with Alejandro Solana.
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk.
You're going to give the update with the music?
I think it adds more credence to it, no?
Credence?
What if I try to outdo Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day or the worst joke?
No.
Go for it.
Okay.
No.
Okay. No, I want to hear. Like, does Solana have some bad
jokes? But it's not Solana's bad. Everybody's got bad jokes. This is Joe DeJoseph's bad joke of the day. This isn't an 8 mile battle here for who's got the worst joke.
There's some people that just have like these terrible jokes like off the top of their head. I've not committed any to memory. Like, if you said right now, tell me a joke, I couldn't.
Go ahead, Solana.
What did the grape do when he got stepped on?
What did he do, Solana?
Whined.
He let out a little whine. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's get to headlines here because we've got to get to Safed Dean. Leave it to me, Solana. You go fishing. I'll do actual comedy.
Oh my god! Actual comedy, like this highbrow endeavor that you've got going here, Hawk.
I'm reading this book on anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down.
The big news of the day. The third game that was scheduled for tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day slate has been moved to Sunday.
Yeah.
So the Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh Steelers will not play tomorrow. We will just have a doubleheader. It'll be 12:30 Houston at Detroit, followed by a 4:30 kickoff Washington at Dallas. Both games can be heard on WQAM.
You've got me
back for the 4 o'clock kickoff because of Viva Hawk Vegas. I'm way in.
Now you've got stakes.
I'm
on
way
the line.
In on Thanksgiving football.
Some Dolphins notes: Christian Wilkins back at practice today. He was taken off the COVID-19 IR list. No Shaq Lawson, no Solomon Kinley, and no Savin Ahmed. They all did not practice today. Dolphins in New York, the Meadowlands, 1 p.m. kickoff on Sunday.
All right.
Can we say the Dolphins are in New Jersey? I feel like we extend way too much New York credit to the Giants and the Jets.
I mean, that's the name of the team.
I know, but if you say they're in blank, they're in New Jersey. They're not in New York.
Fair enough.
Why do we let them get away with that? They shouldn't be allowed to be called the New York Giants and the New York Jets. They shouldn't be allowed. They're in New Jersey.
Yeah, but it's like in that area, it's also intermingled. Plenty of people work in New York, live in New Jersey. Like it's not as defined as, say, you know, Florida to Georgia.
Also, it'd be incredibly difficult to build a stadium of that size in New York City or
doesn't have to be in New York City.
Yeah, I guess
Yankees and the Mets figured it out.
Good point. I'll shut up. Alabama's Nick Saban, he tested positive for COVID-19. He'll miss the Auburn game this Saturday.
All right.
UM women's basketball, they opened up their season today. They beat the Jacksonville Dolphins.
Let's go.
Yep. Precious Achiuwa, he officially signed with the Miami Heat today.
Bring it on.
Hey, I miss holdouts. These are so perfunctory, right? Just like, you know that if you draft a player, he's going to sign a contract.
Slotted
like,
in. Yeah.
It's not really news when someone signs a rookie deal anymore, is it?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
The Atlanta Hawks, they signed Bogdan Bogdanovic, a 4-year, $72 million deal. The Sacramento Kings declined to match the Hawks' offer.
All right.
Speaking of the NBA, they postponed the 2021 NBA All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis. And another big story today, Diego Maradona, soccer legend. He passed away today at the age of 60 years old. Finally, guys, a new study asked 2,000 Americans which country has the best food in the world. You guys want to guess the winner?
Epcot.
Mexico.
America.
Wow.
Really?
The rest of the top five are Italy, France, China, and Greece.
Interesting. Greece, huh? I'm not a big fan of Greek food. They love olives. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
How did Mexico not crack the top five?
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like Mexican cuisine is like such a major part of American life.
So good.
I love Mexican food.
Mm.
Yeah, Chipotle is great.
Oh, God.
Those are your headlines sponsored by Modelo Especial. That was too easy. The perfect beer for your home tailgate. Yeah. Modelo.
That's a throwback. You threw that fish right back. Yeah. That wasn't even fun to catch.
Solana, have you ever gone to the Chipotle counter and asked for guac when you know it's guacamole or whatever? Because I once went to Starbucks and ordered a Grande coffee, and it's the whitest thing that I've ever done in my life.
Grande,
yeah. Because I've heard people say that, and it's like,
grande.
Oh yeah, when you go to, I know, but I've mistakenly, by being very white one time, said Grande because I've heard other people say that, and so like I always feel weird going to Chipotle asking for guac. Because that's not at all what it is. It's guacamole.
The problem is I live in Kendall, and nobody that works at a restaurant or whatever speaks English in Kendall. So if I say guac, they truly don't understand me. Like, I have to say,
really?
No, un poco de guacamole. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything
sorry.
Else?
Sorry. This weather update from the Exergen Weather Center right now in South Florida, 78 degrees tonight. The lows will drop to around 70. That is weather.
All right. Safed Dean is going to join us from the Sun Sentinel in the next segment. We'll talk some Dolphins with him. Tua on the injury list. I don't think it's going to be anything major, though, but we'll ask Safed Dean what he thinks. All right. I talk about cinch.com on this radio program, and I cannot rave about them enough. Everyone who's used this service absolutely loves it. You go to cinch.com, CYNCH.com. They deliver a filled tank of propane right to your house. No more running out of propane and driving around town to find your next tank. Now you have it delivered from cinch.com, CYNCH.com. If you use the promo code GETCINCH, you get your first tank exchange for just $10. So you're going to save time and definitely money by using cinch.com. There's no contracts to sign. There's no club to join. There's no delivery fees. It's contactless, too, which makes it so great during what we're all going through right now. So if you're running low on propane outside in the backyard with your grill, hop online to cinch.com, CYNCH.com. And if you use that promo code GETCINCH, you'll get your first tank exchange for just $10. So order online, cinch.com, CYNCH.com, and happy holidays from my friends at cinch.com. We'll talk a little Dolphins with Safed Dean next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show. Hock and Crowder.
All right, we will head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Safed Dean, he covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, and he's joining us now. And I want to get your opinion on what happened Sunday, but we did see this hour the Dolphins injury report came out, and Tua is listed on the injury report with the... with the left thumb. Mean anything to you, Safed?
Does it mean anything to me? A little bit. I mean, look, to a practice today, he was limited. He's still expected to start Sunday against the Jets. Something to keep an eye on. He was also on the report last week with a foot. Look, if these players get any kind of treatment, any kind of rub down, medication, you know, massage in any kind of area after practice, during your practice, before practice, has to be listed on the injury report. So I wouldn't be too alarmed, but it's good to know.
I haven't talked to you since the Broncos game. What did you personally make of Coach Flores' decision to bench him in the fourth quarter?
I think it was the right decision to make by Coach Flores. Dolphins were down one score, or I think they tied it up with a field goal after Ryan Fitzpatrick. They were down 10 points. Ryan Fitzpatrick came on with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It was obvious that Tua couldn't move the ball in that whole game. When Tua was pulled with 10 minutes left, I think the Dolphins only came up with like 50 yards rushing, 50 yards passing, you know, net yards without taking out all the sack totals there. So you pull him out of the game after you take a sixth sack. I think seeing his foot get caught up to there, you know, under the sack or before he even got down to the ground, I think that was I don't think that had a big factor into the decision. although it would have for me. But look, the Dolphins are down 10 points. Ryan Fitzpatrick leads a field goal drive on his first drive, and the second drive he gets picked off in the end zone. The Dolphins are trying to keep their streak alive. They were trying to keep their position in the playoff picture alive. Unfortunately, they couldn't do it with the loss, but I think it's still a good move. And I think, more importantly, if Ryan Fitzpatrick was in the same position where he was floundering in the offense, I still think he would probably put two in the game too if he was looking for a spark, if it was the other way around.
But, Safin, it's the first time that we've seen Tua have a bad game, right? It is a bit early to, like, there are very few other quarterbacks, and Hawk has made this point, there are very few other quarterbacks that in their first bad game, right, they've won three, played pretty well in two, that, you know, on the first sign of struggle, you yank him from the game, right? Like, generally starting quarterbacks are not treated this way. How has Tua reacted to that?
No, I don't think it's that. You know, it was his first bad game, yes, but did Tua have enough time in that game to kind of turn his play around and help the offense go around? Yeah, he did. He had only one good drive, I think, in the second quarter. And then also, you know, the third quarter, I think he only had a couple. There was only one real drive that he had during that game. The Broncos really had the football. There was one key turnover that didn't become a turnover because the Dolphins didn't challenge it. That was like a tight end catch early in the third quarter. That could have been a turnover forced by the defense too. The defense did its job in that game. I mean, you know, you forced Xavier Howard had the interception that Tua threw into a touchdown in the first quarter. And Andrew Van Ginkle had the fumble late in that game that propelled Ryan Fitzpatrick's comeback attempt late in that game. The defense did its job, but it's also didn't really do a good job stopping the run either against those Broncos running backs. So I think you could share the blame all around here. Tua didn't get he didn't get it going when he was in the game, and there was still plenty of time left for Ryan Fitzpatrick to come in and work some magic. He got some Fitz magic brewing, but couldn't get it all the way. And I still applaud the move by Flores. You're out of position to win the game. Go and try to win the game.
Joined by Safid Dean, who covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. And Safid, what have been identified either by Tua, by the coaching staff, or even by yourself watching these games? What are the things that he's struggling with right now?
Oh, it's trusting his receivers. It's finding chemistry with the receivers and trusting his eyes down the field. I think we obviously know Tua had, you know, the electric receiving playmakers at Alabama and Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs. Guys who are pure speedsters, guys who were going up against, you know, worse defenders, and they had no problem getting open. And I think here with the Dolphins, you have two guys in Mike Gesicki and Devontae Parker who do a good job of high-pointing the football, but they still have to get to a certain point down the field before they can jump up and make those plays. And then there's really only one speedster on the receiving corps, and that's Jakeem Grant, who still, despite his speed, you know, has his size issue, which is not great when you're looking for, you know, guys with big targets, big catch radiuses to catch the football. And I think another thing, two more things that I've heard too of is, you know, Preston Williams, that foot injury in the Arizona game, you know, that really hurt them because it seemed like those two guys were getting a real good on-field connection before Preston went out. And then more importantly, all the other guys on the Dolphins roster all have their own issues they're working out. You know, Malcolm Perry and Lynn Bowden Jr. are rookies. They were playing, you know, quarterback and running back, respectively. They're learning how to play receiver. You have Antonio Callaway, who's joined the team, had a suspension, still progressing from a knee injury. He's still learning the playbook as well. And then you got Matt Collins, who's a special teams ace, who's getting some opportunities there because of all of the above. So there's a lot going on at the receiver position. And still, Tua is still trying to find his comfort with all those guys.
Let's get to the important stuff here, Safid. Coach Brian Flores today said that he will be having turkey and ham for Thanksgiving, and you appeared to be a big fan of that on social media. What is Safid Dean going to be eating for Thanksgiving?
Man, you know, it's sadly going to be turkey this year. Sadly going to be turkey.
Sadly,
really?
I'm not a big turkey fan, man. It's too dry. Unless you have deep-fried turkey, it's usually dry. It's just a vessel for some gravy here. I'm actually a chicken fan for Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. It's not a big turkey fan. But the sides, I'm all about the sides, Hawk. You know, got to get.
All right,
the mashed
so bring it now. What do we got here? What do we got on the sides? Let me ask a couple here. Mashed potatoes,
of course. Check.
Okay, and would you put gravy on that?
Sometimes you may have to. Sometimes you may not. Depends.
Right. Depends if it's buttery and delicious or not. Yeah. Understood. Green bean casserole.
Sure at the top of the list.
What is that?
I mean, mac and cheese is on the top of the list, man.
Right. And it's got to be like a baked mac and cheese, right? A big layer of cheese baked over it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Breadcrumbs, not really important to me.
Yes.
I just want that layer of crusted cheese on top.
Yes. That is a great call. Green bean casserole.
I mean, I'll have it if it's there. Mm-hmm. Not really too important to me.
The bread. What about dinner rolls or like a buttermilk biscuit?
Ooh, or how about cornbread?
Ooh, great option
going off,
by you.
Going off the board.
Yeah, he just audibled there and threw a 40-yard zinger down the field. That is a great call with cornbread. Great call. What about sweet potato pie? Now, Crowder and I have had this argument for many years. I say sweet potato pie is a side dish, and it goes on your plate with the turkey and the bread and the stuffing. He says sweet potato pie is a dessert.
I can see why you guys would have that argument.
What is your opinion?
I don't know. I think you can have sweet potato and yams as like a dish. I think you could have it as both. I definitely think you can have it as both. I think pumpkin pie or pecan pie, those are probably more things that lend towards dessert for me.
Right.
Than as part of the actual meal.
Right. What is the best Thanksgiving dessert? Is it pecan pie?
The best Thanksgiving dessert. Yeah, it's gotta be pumpkin pie for me, man.
Oh, pumpkin pie, really? Yeah, I'm not a big fan of pumpkin pie.
Hmm.
Now, Whittingham, he's doing paella for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Correct, Whittingham?
Yes, going non-traditional due to the shortage or the lack of a crowd in the Whittingham household. So just going off the board a little bit.
What do you think about that, Safed?
I approve. I approve of all family ties, all ethnic food choices. You know, my family, I'm Muslim. My family's from Guyana. We eat a lot of curry. So if I don't see some curry chicken or curry goat on my plate, it might be I might have some issues with the household, the head of the household. Hmm.
And but you are having turkey though, even though you don't want turkey.
Yeah, I mean, if it's there, you got to be nice and, you know, eat somebody's dry turkey if you're going over their house. You know, put some extra gravy on it.
Maybe you're going in with the wrong attitude. Maybe it'll be a succulent turkey.
Listen, maybe it is, maybe it's not, but you need gravy, you need whatever's left over from the green bean casserole, whatever's left over from the sweet potato pie.
Juice it up.
That moisture to help out the turkey, man.
All right, fair enough. We've covered the hot topics with Safed Dean from the Sun Sentinel, and as I always remind everybody, support local media. If you don't subscribe to the Sun Sentinel, at least digitally, you should absolutely do so. Download their app as well. Safed, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week sometime.
Same to you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Safed.
There you go. Safed Dean. We're going to play Whittingham a treat. We're going to play all the listeners a treat in the next segment. He had never heard Alex Solana's dalliance with the word February. This is years ago, but it was tremendous. So we'll give you a little early Thanksgiving treat for all the listeners. We'll do that here momentarily.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Nobody else. That's a banger, Solana. All right. This is a little bit of an audible because of what transpired earlier in the show. I don't even know how we got on this topic, but I'm going to give everybody a little Thanksgiving treat. So
did it not begin with Paella?
Is that how it started?
I think so.
Paella?
I think we were talking about pronunciations.
That might be it.
Because we started banging on about how Paella, he pronounces it Paella, and it's annoying.
So tomorrow on the radio stations, on 560, you're going to get the doubleheader of football. It starts at 12 o'clock on 560, the Joe. There's no more night game tomorrow. That got moved to Sunday.
So the football
and on 790, stop it. And the On 790, you're going to get the best of. You're going to get best of Hockman and Crowder from 2 till 6. And there's so many segments in the show's history that has just devolved into laughter. And and there's more, you know, once I say that we're going to start playing this, the texts start running in. Oh, can you play this? Can you play this? So tomorrow you want to be listening on 790 if you want to hear the best of. But Whittingham, as we were making fun of Solana's pronunciation of paella, which is paella, which Whittingham is having for Thanksgiving tomorrow. No, that's not what it was. He said something was coming up, the NBA All-Star Game in Feb. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what it
was.
He was doing headlines, yeah.
And he does not say February because he has a difficult time saying it, and he's got PTSD on this show from the one time that he did it. So just to set it up, this is before Alejandro Solana was the executive producer of the show with me and Crowder. Eric Falero was our producer. He was out sick, and Solana had to fill in. And it's never an easy task to fill in with me and Crowder, especially when we were in studio and we could gang up on somebody and haze them, while we were in person. Yeah. And so Solana had done an amazing job staying out of his own way for 3 hours and 40 minutes. And then it's like the final segment or so, and we're talking about the Miami Heat putting their Vice gear. This is their new Vice gear, was going on sale. And Solana is a longtime season ticket holder, so he got to line up, you know, at midnight and buy the Vice gear before anyone else did. And I forget exactly. Well, we'll hear it here on the. I'm setting it up right, Solana.
Yeah. The only amendment I'd make there is actually I was filling in
amendment.
The what?
I was filling in for Falero's
addendum.
Addendum. I was filling
the
in
only
for,
amendment I would make.
You know what? You don't have to set up this sound anymore.
I know.
You just set it up.
It couldn't have been more perfect for you to make an amendment at this very moment. Go ahead. What were you saying?
It was Falero's honeymoon. So I had actually worked 4 days, 3 hours, and 45 minutes.
All right. So a perfect week. You had thrown a perfect week, right? And now, and he's finally getting into his groove. He's getting comfortable. And now he's going to talk about these Miami Heat Vice jerseys. And here's what transpired.
So he tweeted, "No team has marketed a jersey harder than the Miami Heat have marketed their Vice jerseys, and it paid off. Last year's City Edition outsold all other City Edition jerseys in the NBA combined."
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. Last year, Dwayne Wade wasn't even part of the team last year. He came in like they were already in the Vice unis last year, right? Because Dwayne Wade, that his first game back, I think he was wearing one of those.
Right. They had already debuted the white ones. And then Dwayne Wade, obviously right before the trade deadline, came to Miami. And that's when they brought out that whole new wave of Wade jerseys, which you had to wait like 5 months.
Yeah, that's right. That's how many orders they had for those things.
I ordered one in February and didn't get it until
June.
What month was it?
February.
Huh? What?
February.
Which one is that?
I got to spell it out, Turb. How do you pronounce it?
February.
F-E-B.
Oh, you're talking about the month after January?
February.
He said it again.
I thought you were joking. You don't know how to say February.
February?
You don't know how to say February. So
you're saying you're right. February.
It keeps getting more wrong.
February.
February.
What's so funny? I don't know.
Do both your ears work?
Well, a lot of people say February, which is really wrong.
You mean February?
February.
Oh, I thought it was stick.
February.
Yeah, I ordered it in February.
Is that hard for people? I didn't know that was a hard word to say.
February. What? Well, no wonder you didn't get the jersey for a while. You ordered it in February.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's funny. You know what? One of the texts that comes in and goes, "Say it in Spanish, Eric." That's how ridiculous you sounded. They think you're Falero.
Febrero.
February.
Oh, boy, I wasn't expecting that one.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I'm sweating. I don't even know where to go with that. Hey, just for fun, recite the 12 months for me. Just for fun. I want to hear you say them.
January. I'll skip that one.
No, give it to me again.
Okay. January. February.
He's trying to put the R in there, but he's putting in the wrong spot. It's not February.
March. April.
These are what texters are saying. Almost peed my pants. I keep hearing February. February, LMAO. This February bleep has me crying. Go ahead. What comes after April?
Mayor. June, July, August, September.
All right.
October, November, December. I don't get why you guys are laughing. It's February.
February. I ordered this jersey in February, and I didn't get my jersey for 8 months. It was already October. You order something in February, you expect to get it in February, maybe March. I didn't get it to Octoberberry.
I didn't know that was a tough word. Man, you surprised me.
It's funny. It's like Mushmouth on the Fat Albert cartoon. I wanted to do jersey in February. Imagine my surprise when Octoberberry rolled around.
Fat Albert and them were nice. They would let him get away with it.
Right. They just slapped him on the back. Man.
I got a daddy. It is Fabby Baby.
Oh, my God. That was delightful.
Boy, you tickled me.
That was delightful.
Yeah, we get that. Get that out of here. I'll work with you, boy. I'll work with you. I'll call
you out.
I'm good.
It'd be like, we can talk this weekend. We'll work through it. It'd be
like, what's that movie? They have to teach proper English to the you know, the housekeeper. It's a British movie where they have to teach the Queen's English.
Spanglish.
What? No, not Spanglish.
What?
The Drew Barrymore movie? Is that what you're thinking of?
No, that's
Adam Sandler. My Fair Lady. My Fair Lady. Isn't that the premise of My Fair Lady? They try to turn a street person into a woman that speaks the Queen's English.
Trading Places? That was Eddie Murphy.
Exactly the same thing.
What it was in Eddie
exactly
Murphy.
The same thing. I was just set in London. But this dude, we'll work on it with him. Because if he orders something in February, it's crazy that he wouldn't get it till October. Burberry.
February.
Somebody texts in, I've lost composure. I dropped my beer laughing so hard.
Oh, boy.
Very unprofessional of me to be listening to this at work. This is a great text. He nailed March.
You did that.
All right. You guys get paid to be there?
Man, I've been getting that for years. Yes. I'm happy, too.
That always elicits texts. You know, I'm reading the text because we're going back in time many years listening to that. But it elicits texts now. So here are some of the texts that are coming in just listening to that replay. I listened to 790 The Ticket since way back when Joy was on the morning show. And Tobin, Leroy, and Robbie, and the Third Hour Movement. I've never listened to you guys. My bad, because of unknown reasons. But this thing got me hooked. You guys and it says Feb Blueberry segment with Solana. I was a fan ever since. Somebody else texts in, perfect, amendum. Yeah. Somebody else says Solana is the best. Somebody else says I'm faberglasted by the amendum. Solana once told us he was faberglasted on this show.
Did he?
But somebody else points out that September must be brought up now, and that's only fair. So Solana had a very difficult time saying February by calling it February, mm-hmm. And then tried to correct it by saying February, which made less sense. But I myself have had difficulty saying a month. This is odd. I was not even trying to say February or September, but this is what came out.
Oh, God.
Saturday, September.
What?
Now, I immediately give you the dejected, because I knew that it was going to be played ad nauseum for years and years and years. I don't know. By I believe way. I was saying like Saturday, May 1st or whatever. Why September came out of my mouth, I have no idea. No idea what happened. And then, of course, Solana turned it into a song.
You are hoisted with your own petard here because, listen, you create this environment of making fun of everyone for everything. And
absolutely.
So you can only blame yourself for saying September and knowing
well,
it turned
here's
into a
what
drop
he
for
did.
Years to come.
Here's what he did with September.
Of course.
I'm a little nervous back there. I don't know if it was going to be Benatar, it was going to be Gorillaz, some Kalikitaka. We all right? Saturday, September. Saturday, September. We all right?
Did you say September?
We all right? September. We all right? September. September. September.
What is that?
Wait, do you have real quick, Solana? This is apropos of nothing, but as so Whittingham hasn't heard many of these songs. Do you have Crowder Beat It by any chance? This was great. You know, you were talking about they're doing work on the pool next to you, and can we hear the noise. We had a moment on this show once when we first started doing the shows at home. This was so great, where Crowder had lawn guys at his house right as the show started. Okay. And so, and that's happened at my house too, where, you know, you're like, oh my God, please let these guys. And they like walked right over to the window and it's just, you know, and so Crowder bangs on the window, on the show, bangs on the window and yells, beat it.
Hey, beat it.
And yeah, there it is. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Hey, beat it.
And so I'm making fun of him. I go, who says to another adult, hey, beat it? Especially when you're paying them to be at your, like, they don't know you're doing a radio show. It's not like a guy where you pull up at the intersection and somebody is, you know, accosting you in your car and you go, hey, beat it. Like this reaction.
Yeah, even then, right. Expression.
So listen, say it. Have Crowder say it again there.
Hey, beat it.
Hey, beat it. It's just so inappropriate. It's so, like, there's so many weird things about it. But Solana turned it into a banger. What the hell is going on there?
Uh-oh. Oh.
Is that the lawn service?
Yeah, lawn man pulled up. Hey, beat it. Hey. Sorry. They told him, don't you ever cover up. Hey. Don't want to see a picture of him. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. So beat it. Hey, beat it. Hey, beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Hey, beat it, beat it, hey, beat it, beat it, hey, beat it, beat it, hey, beat it, beat it.
Oh, God. That is so well done. So, here's some of the texts on this one. Jesus Christ, the Crowder Beat It song is amazing. I always listen on the radio.com app through headphones. My family is looking at me like I'm an alien cracking up right now. OMG, Crowder's Beat It is the best. Somebody says you're messing up the best of for tomorrow. You can never hear it enough. Somebody says, as a listener of this show for approximately 5 years now, the Solana February never gets old. It cracks me up every time that you play it. Yeah, that one. I love that Beat It song. I just love the context of Crowder yelling at an adult, hey, beat it.
Hey, beat it.
Funny. Hey, beat it. All right. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour as we embark on this holiday weekend. That's coming next on Hawkman and Crowder.
Hey, beat it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.